Jacka News. You need to know. You need to know. Now.
Johannesburg in Emalahleni 22, Pretoria 24, Rustenburg 26 grade. Nog 'n slagoffer in die Zanzumantle martelingssaak is opgespoor wat gelei het tot die vertraging van die beskuldigde se aansoek om borgtog. 'n 41-jarige Kongolese burger het sy tweede verskyning voor die Pretoria Landdroshof gemaak waar aanklagte in die gesig staar wat verband hou met die beweerde marteling van klante by die gewilde nagklub. Die saak is tot die 28ste Maart uitgestel, Masajabu Sefularo berig.
In the conclusion of a second identity parade, today the media was again barred from revealing the identity of the accused as yet another identity parade will be held. It emerged in court that a seventh victim has been traced by authorities and only managed to depose of their affidavit yesterday. The state is opposing the accused release on bail. The Congolese national faces 8 counts of compelled sexual assault and 6 counts of assault with intent to cause grievous bodily harm. More charges could be added as investigations continue. Masachaba Sifularo for Jacaranda FM News at the Pretoria Magistrate Court.
Nou na Sunnyside in Pretoria waar 'n voortdurende soektog na 3 vermeende vermiste kinders wat verdrink het vandag gevat. Die voorval het oor die naweek plaasgevind.
Following eyewitness reports of possibly 3 children suspected to have been swept away in flash floods. On Saturday, the Southern Police Services had received an eyewitness report of at least 3 children reportedly caught in flash floods and swept away down flooded waterways in the vicinity of the Celia Street and Walker Strait Crossing, Sunnyside, City of Tshwane.
Dit aan die Nasionale Seereddingsinstituut se Craig Lebanon. Inwoners van Pumlangkashi en Lanesia het die strate ingevaar. Hulle eis dringende optrede oor die aanhoudende waterkrisis.
Police continue to monitor protest action in Lanesia South following a total shutdown by residents of Pumlangkashi informal settlement who are protesting over water issues in the area. The protesters have barricaded off Golden Highway between Provincial and Wimbledon Road, causing traffic disruptions travelling between Orange Farm and Fintown in the south and Zakaria Park and Vlakfontein in the north.
Dit dan metropolisie se Kolani Fihla. Die Gautrain busdiensbedrywighede het vanoggend teen volle hervat. Die busdiens het op 'n beperkte kapasiteit gewerk nadat minstens 200 busbestuurders verlede week afgedank is. Gautrain woordvoerder Kasajini Naika.
We are pleased to advise that the standard Gautrain bus service is now in full operation from all stations and we wish to use this opportunity to thank our customers for their support and to apologize to those customers who were inconvenienced by the limited bus service last week.
En Botswana se minister van buitelandse sake, Penyo Betale, vra strenger handel tussen Afrika-lande om die afhanklikheid van internasionale markte te verminder.
When we look at economic diplomacy and seek ways of ensuring that we lose foreign direct investment, we should be asking ourselves, how do we ensure that intra-Africa trade becomes a reality? How do we ensure that African countries trade amongst themselves?
Hy beklemtoon die behoefte om streekshandelsbande te versterk en moedig Afrika-lande aan om mekaar se ekonomie te ondersteun. Ek is Chanel Septima, top story at this hour. Another victim in the Isanzu torture case has been traced, resulting in the delay of the accused bid for bail.
And now, 30 minutes of more music you love, non-stop.
Get ready
on Jacaranda FM.
Why you always in the mood, messing around like I'm brand new? I ain't trying to tell you what to do, but try to play it cool. Baby, I ain't playing by your rules. Everything look better with a view. Why you always in the mood, messing around like I'm brand new? Attached. So